Hello, my name is Zach, and today on Between Players, we're going to be talking about difficulty. I'll be sharing this conversation with my good friend, Evan. I want to first thank everyone for taking the time to listen to the audio show. We are working hard to bring you a gamer perspective that fits in more with the concerned appreciator and less the critical journalist. We love games, and we love the recreation of play, interaction, and engagement with digital or paper. It's a real pastime, and for some of us, a creative endeavor. Video games are at the intersection of art and entertainment. Similar to movies or books or music, games that activate your imagination should be appreciated and discussed with the same refined enthusiasm. I think most of us like a little bit of a challenge. Not that there's anything wrong with having a guided tour. But sometimes when we're praising a game, we talk about the difficulty as if it's a part of enjoying it. Is it good because it's hard, or is it hard and good, or is it a nightmare and I stopped playing it because I broke my controller? Is the challenge what makes a game compelling? What are we getting out of an experience as a whole without consequence? Why do we seem obsessed recently with the difficulty? Easy, normal, or hard? When games were young, it seemed like there was one difficulty level. And apart from secret codes or Game Genie type devices, there wasn't much you could do to improve the chances of success other than diligent practice. Failure meant having to start over, going back to square one. Easy, normal, or hard. These are the most advanced options I can remember seeing. Have you ever felt bad for changing the setting from normal to easy? Do you remember the first game you played where you tried to crank it up to hard and decided it was too much? Hard? That's for people who are good at games, or at least have time to be good at games. Not that I completely subscribe to the Gladwell rule of 10,000 hours to be great at anything, but repetition does build familiarity. Somehow, the notion of difficulty has migrated into the realm of modern game mechanics. Or more appropriately, difficulty has been sort of singled out in some cases as a pseudo-mechanic. Difficulty can also be a selling point. Games like Ninja Gaiden, Dota 2, StarCraft, Witcher, Ikaruga, and the Souls series pride themselves on being deliberately designed to be difficult. And not just difficult, they are a meat grinder. If you aren't experienced, you will be chewed up and spat out. And this raises some questions for me. How much does difficulty play into your enjoyment? Should it? If a game is easier or harder, do you like it more or less? Let's skip over to my interview with Evan and get his feelings on it.
Hi, I'm Evan. I am in North Carolina. I'm an illustrator by day, illustrator by night, a gamer in between. I've been playing games, video games especially, as long as I can remember. As soon as I visited my cousin's house, I saw the Nintendo. I was on it. I have dogs, cat, you know, a wife. I'm responsible gamer. Yeah.
So yeah, we were fiddling with the idea of the term pro casual.
Pro casual.
Casual. Yeah, professional, not quite, casual
not,
gamer.
Not quite hardcore. Like we're not going to stand in all of the lines. You know, I might even be leaning towards more of a frugal gamer. I wait until a lot of things are on sale before getting them. I love you some difficult games. I'll tell you what.
I was gonna open with, what do you think about difficult games? But you've beat me to the punch already. So
apologize, sir.
No. This is a good thing.
I like to dive right in.
Yeah. No, we should dive right in. Difficult games are, you know, they're definitely a part of the landscape. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they've been with us essentially from the beginning of our console ownership, which would be the original Nintendo.
Oh, totally. I mean, even Atari. I know my dad borrowed an Atari once, and I was
the most broken games.
I had no idea what I was doing. I think I was playing Pitfall, maybe, but games we can understand and see and read and have fun with, like Nintendo was it. Mm-hmm. When you look up most difficult games online, top 10 lists always have eight out of the 10 or a specific NES game. And yes, some are notorious, but overall, I think Nintendo was just hard.
So what was a title that you felt like kind of epitomized your first clash with the difficulty and then the sweet, sweet reward of victory?
Oh, I'd never forget when I finally beat Tailspin, Capcom's Tailspin.
Capcom kind of cornered the market on excellent licensed Disney games.
Tailspin was a good one. It was a lot. It was fun. It was definitely, it was a gift in remember my grandmother gave it to me, a brand new Nintendo game. It was great. And it was a difficult game. And I wondered, though, you know, if I play it now, would it be difficult? Hmm. I remember not being able to beat the first boss, playing again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And finally getting past that when I got to the baseball boss, the whole baseball level.
Oh, yeah.
And realizing that I could just stay just below his, hit the ball that he shot out. I could stay just below it and then shoot a ton back. And I figured it out. And I was like, okay, cool. And then it was just sort of, you know, it was a lot of repetition and learning.
I was actually going to bring up the fact that you're the reason that I gave the first Dark Souls a go. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first looked at it, when I played Dark Souls 2, I mean, obviously, like, the game is designed to make you feel inferior. Do you think your experience playing, you know, these older Nintendo games and stuff, was that what connected you with Dark Souls? Or what was it about the, when you picked it up and you're like, this is the thing that I want?
Yeah, initially, I would say the atmosphere of it, and sort of the execution of the game itself really attracted me to it. Mm-hmm. I think it was the attention to detail too, because I saw a post on Reddit, I believe it was this guy or girl or somebody posted that they were all the way across the map in the world, in Dark Souls world. They were completely across the map and they could see the indication of their last death area. And in the way the game, for those that don't know, the way the game works is you gain souls as sort of a currency after mm-hmm. killing an enemy. And as you build that up, if you don't spend it by either buying the items or upgrading your spot is where you died. There's a blood stain there. It's a sort of green glowing blood stain. And until you get that back, you know, you have no souls. And if you die on the way to those souls, you will not get them, you lose them. So you could lose however many that was, whether that was
right.
200 souls or a million souls.
You lose the cachet you'd stored up if you die basically in the process of recovering it.
But what's interesting is, you know, you could see kind of coming up to it, you see that teasing you that there's this green glow. Mm-hmm. So the post had showed this screen cap of him all the way across, or, you know, the game player was all the way across the map and they could still, you could see the speck of the green speck where they died. And I thought it was just interesting. Like I was like, wow, that's fascinating. Sort of little mechanic. You know, I think I knew going in that it was going to be difficult because I'd heard about it here and there. That was another element of loving this game, was I had no qualms for the amount of time I spent in it to just start completely new. I really hate games that hold your hand.
Dark Souls is very much anything but a game that wants to hold your hand.
Yeah, they want to cut your hand off.
They actively prevent hand-holding.
Yeah.
What was the first game that you played in which you started the game at a difficulty that you thought was reasonable, found it to be hard, and then decided to crank it down because you felt completely roadblocked?
You know, I can probably tell you a reason why I would do that would probably be that it's an unfair difficulty.
Sure.
That maybe something like Uncharted. I feel like those games have a huge strength in their storytelling and their graphic fidelity during the time that it comes out. I am invested in that story, in those characters. So I want to see what happens to them. But the gameplay, unless they learn something from The Last of Us, Naughty Dog's game, the game's mechanics, they're not challenging whatsoever. And when you do ramp it up to try to be challenging, it is just straight unfair. I mean, it just gives the enemies, there's more of a sponge. So I would say, you know, that's a long-winded answer to that, but I think that would probably be the best example. I think it was at normal, and I might have, a game like that, I might even put down to easy just because I like the story so much.
So do you think there should be difficulty settings in a game?
That's hard to say because my favorite games don't have difficulties. Settings like Shadow of the Colossus doesn't have a difficulty setting,
right?
All the Soulsborne games, those don't have difficulty levels. I mean, you make that game as hard as you make it. Either you don't put the time in it into it to understand the mechanics and understand how the enemies work, or you don't make the wise decisions while doing that. And that might take a lot of trial and error, but a difficulty setting in a Souls game would, I think, ruin the game.
It kind of sounds like you're building a case for, at least from your experience, the it seems like you're kind of voting for a lack of difficulty setting, like the game just is how it is.
Yeah, if I had to pick, I mean, I say that, but at the same time, there's something like Witcher 3, which has difficulty settings, which I think really behoove it. It really helps it out because I feel like that combat is way too easy. But then my wife wants to play that game, but she doesn't care about a challenge. She just wants to see the story and experience it herself and her decisions. Mm-hmm. So she bumps that all the way to easy. Let me just ride through this and I just want to see the story.
Do these games need to be hard to be good games? Is its difficulty somehow tied intrinsically to its value? I think what we have been talking about sort of says that no, it doesn't necessarily have to be difficult to be a good game. Like with the Uncharted stuff, and you dial down the difficulty in the combat, you still have a very enjoyable game.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
The Witcher is probably the same way. You're still getting the entertainment value that you're after, but hard games can be good games too.
There are times, there are times when I don't want to have to spend the majority of my time playing this game, getting good at it, to enjoy it. So I like a game that's going to maybe almost just take me through it, and people are like, well, there's no difficulty in that at all. Or yeah, I mean, that's fine with me. Just because I absolutely love Souls games doesn't mean every game has to be that way. I really do relish those quick games. I just got through playing Soma the other day.
Mm-hmm. Made by a company who famously makes difficult games like Penumbra, Overture, and
Amnesia. Amnesia is their probably most popular one. I'm sure you've seen some videos online. They're hilarious, but people getting scared. That game is difficult. It's very difficult, but it also challenges your. See, the difference in these things is they pioneered this this horror aesthetic. I mean, they don't give you any weapons hardly, if any.
Right. There's no combat. You have to evade.
Right. You got to evade everything. So there's this different. It's totally different. I mean, it's what we've been taught and trained as gamers. You're taught and trained in every game you play to kill as many as you can, and kill to progress, which is fine in most games, but then it's a completely different, it's different feel of difficulty, like you feel all of a sudden, like you feel helpless,
mm-hmm.
but you can get through the game. Like you can progress. Like how do you do that? So Soma is similar.
Yeah.
It definitely has a more esoteric sort of sci-fi horror element. It's an interesting talk on difficulty, actually, because it's got parts in it that are, I died multiple times. I felt like it was unfair,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't so frustrating that I wanted to quit. It just made me wish that I was playing on PC so I could put on the passive mod. So I think this goes back to your, I just thought of it. I guess I just thought of this as we're talking about it. To your question of if there's a difficulty level, have you brought it down? And I think the story was so strong in Soma. It was one of the best stories I've seen in a game in a while, that their lack of combat and forcing you to have to evade didn't quite work. It didn't quite work in this game. Something like Silent Hill, you still have the option to combat a little bit, but you can also evade. You can run and move on to the next. Even in Amnesia, you can, the way you hide and stuff and evade in those games, it was perfectly done. But in Soma, there are these creatures that, I don't know, I guess it's just sort of vague. It's like vague, you're not understand, I never quite understood why I was having to get away from these creatures other than that they attacked me. You're in such a confined space. Think of it like like an Alien, the movie Alien, like Ridley Scott's Alien.
Yeah.
Or some other sort of, it's really familiar with like that sort of that, or like an Hades sort of underwater, like the Abyss or something like that. It's very similar to those types of movies where you're trapped.
Yeah, there's a lot of confinement, you've got claustrophobia, you don't have a lot of options.
I say that I kind of wish that there was a difficult level then, but then at the same time, when I completed the game, those moments really mattered. They were really tense, and they were pretty horrifying sometimes. But there's this sort of, again, I don't know. I can't tell if that was like a rewarding thing in the end, or if I just, the story was so strong that it overshadowed their weak parts. Because I mean, ultimately you're going to have games that have super strong portions and really weak portions, or I mean, like the weakest part of the Witcher 3 is the combat, and that's not that bad, but it is, it's pretty weak, or at least in compare, you know, I compare it to Dark Souls. But yeah.
So on the subject of games that you think fit this sort of, it's almost kind of like a meta genre, hard games. What would you say are your top fives for games that are really excellent, difficult, but fair and rewarding?
I think, okay, so obviously I'm gonna put together Soulsborne games. So all the Dark Souls, yeah, Soulsborne is one, minus Dark Souls 2.
You could say it's a bad game. It's fine.
It's bad.
Nobody's going to be that mad.
It's a bad game. Really enjoy Cave Story. Like I said, again, it's a big story, you know, driven. It's really interesting and it's delightful. It's a really good soundtrack. But it ramps up some difficulty in the last couple bosses that were, as I was playing it, like, I don't know how I'm going to beat this. But it was fair. It never felt unfair. It just felt like I needed to take my time with it or learn, you know, patterns or something. Super Meat Boy, very enjoyable, very difficult game. And a different type of difficulty. I feel like I guess sort of muscle memory of like when to press jump and when to like press left, right.
Yeah.
You know, trying to avoid gears and whatnot.
It's designed to be like a platforming speed game.
Super, super quick, yeah.
Your job is to jump, slide, duck, and haul ass from one end to the other.
Binding of Isaac, I think, is really great. And I think it's a good example, too, even though it's the same developer. I mean, it just goes to show he's a great developer, and he makes some really quality games. But Binding of Isaac is really phenomenal in its sort of rogue light, I believe is the term for it. It's like you're in a forever Zelda dungeon, but each time you play it, it's completely different. It's a lot of based on memory, not patterns, but in three or four level, or in like really in the first couple levels, you could get totally, totally OP and just rule this game if you get the right combination. That's an interesting difficulty. This isn't a difficult game by any means, really, but I just highly recommend it. But Undertale was, since I said RPGs, is an amazing game. It can be difficult.
I thought it was difficult just because of the fact that, like, I was trying to go through the game completely peaceful.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that is a plenty of a big challenge.
I guess that is a big challenge because you know what? My first playthrough, I just played it however I wanted to, or just to get through it. And then the second playthrough, genocide run, so I killed everything.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot of maniacal fun. But I haven't played the peaceful run, so I bet you that is, because I do remember certain encounters in that game where you feel like you have no choice but to kill that thing because nothing else is working.
It's interesting that your selections, your only modern selections are, and when I say modern, I just mean in like having a 3D realized world is
Souls
the Soulsborne stuff. And the other games are direct homages and lifts and improvements to games that are based in the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, you know, 2D platformer era, which kind of established all of those rules and conventions. So it's interesting to me just because, you know, we started talking about the fact that that's where that sort of notion of difficulty comes from, you know, like learning to be really excellent. And I'm just noticing that your list is mostly comprised of games that are harken back to that time. So they must have, you know, left a positive impression.
I think that, and I think also, you know, you don't mess too much with something that's right. Like, why fix it if it's not broken?
Yeah.
And I think what's great is something like Souls games can break that mold and really take those elements that made these games and really push it forward.
Thank you so much for sharing your time with us and being on the show. And thank you for giving us your insights and experiences with hard games. And I hope to see you again.
Definitely. Yeah, I'd love to be back on.
What do you think? Do you think there should be difficulty levels? Do you like hard games? Feel free to send us an email or tweet at us at Between Players If you've got any feedback or feelings about difficulty, this has been Zach and Evan. See you next time on Between Players.